Hey guys, it's Mac taking you through another interview on 93.5 Jukasa Radio. Today we're swinging you a sweet dose of sunshine all the way from Santa Fe, New Mexico. This group crafts some amazing reggae rock while also honoring their indigeneity along the way. We got some great album cuts and fresh singles to share with you, so let's kick things off. Innastate, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, let's get into some intros for everybody here.
All right, cool. Well, my name is Rylan Cabote. I sing and I play bass guitar for the group Innastate. I'm from Santa Clara Pueblo. I'm Hickory Apache and Hopi as well. But yeah, that's me.
Yo, I'm Lawrence Bailone from Santa Clara Pueblo and Kiwa Pueblo. I play drums for the group.
And my name's Adrian Wall. I'm a guitar player and I'm from Jemez Pueblo. And I sing a little bit also.
The voices joining us this afternoon. Now it's time to kick things off with a little bit of wishful thinking. We're coming off of a frigid winter, now into the rainy season. And I think we all need a little dose of summertime. It's a track that can be found halfway through the debut album, Verde, featuring some great brass from the extended family. And just doing all the right things with that bass line.
Oh, yeah. This is a fun song. This is a song I wrote. When we write music, we collab a lot. Usually one of us will bring an idea, just kind of spin it off, see where it goes. And actually took a while to evolve, right, Rylan?
Yeah, it's kind of cool because we actually usually play with a bigger band. So, you know, we're like the core of the band is essentially how it goes, Mac. And instrumentation-wise, we end up collaborating with a bunch of different local artists. But on that particular track, we have a horn section, we've got trumpet and saxophone, and that was Carly Marshall and Douglas Bellin, and then Doug usually plays keys for us at times as well. But yeah, this group is the one who wrote the majority of the first album stuff, and so it was kind of fun to, as Adrian said, you know, evolve that over time and to be able to add different instruments. Because yeah, when it was just us three, it was just guitar, bass, and drums, and vocals, you know, and it's cool to be able to musically enrich it as we move along and to be able to collaborate with the musicians we have for sure.
Yeah, let's jump in, get fully immersed in it. This is Summertime from Innastate on 93.5.
Jukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip-hop and R&B.
Summertime from Innastate on 93.5. The band has joined us today to chat about some tracks, including some fresh singles and some older works. Now, I only recently dove into the debut album, Verde. I'm about 3 to 4 listens in, and I gotta say, really digging the vibe here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to compile those songs. The band's been together now about 6 years in the making at this point. And the way we got together is actually a kind of funny story. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that at some point. But yeah, there was definitely at least a year or two of just songs that we've been working on for some time. And Adrian and I tend to bring the songs to the table, but all of us really work on crafting them into something that, you know, they never even were to begin with. So it's nice to have creative voices like that in this group for sure.
Yeah. The album opens with this great little interlude that carries the sense of adventure right into the first track, Sailing. I really love the rich atmosphere, you know, rising with the tides of the song, and then a great sax solo to close it out. There's so much great stuff going on in this one.
Well, really, it's a collection of songs that kind of defined Innastate. We put out an EP back when we're about a year old, I guess, and I think 3 of those songs are on that EP, right? Or yeah, I think 3 of them. And so it was this music that we'd been playing for a long time, and we felt like Verity was a perfect name for the album because we're in the spot where we felt like we're growing and we're green and kind of like a plant would be in its, you know, I want to say it's prime, but in this part, we just felt like we just kind of hit this point where we felt really like we're starting to really grow as a band musically, lyrically. The songs are starting to have more content. It just felt like a really good name for an album at that point in our existence. So we're pretty proud of it, especially the songwriting. I mean, I think one of the things that Rylan and I have always talked about and practiced was that work real hard on the crafting of the songs. You know, this is the little things, little, you know, and the big things, but, you know, really kind of working things. Sometimes we'll play them in different keys. We'll, you know, try different breaks on them. That really is a good representation of where we were at that point.
The ship has left the docks and we are sailing away with Innistate on 93.5. I could spend all day asking you guys about your album, but we have to save some time for the new singles. We got one more from Verde to talk about, and I'd say it's probably like the stankiest of the batch. Let's Talk, Time Will Tell. It's a great little trip. Did a great job with, I believe, the wah pedal on there. You know, what other pedals are you working with on your rig?
I played with Carlo for, I guess, probably about 20 years now. He's our lead guitar player, and he's kind of a mad genius, man. The guy, I don't want to age these guys because they're much, much younger than me. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, Carlo and I are the old man of the band. Yeah, he's just a phenomenal guitar player. He thinks differently than most people, so I really appreciate his talent.
Yeah, it's definitely a spectacle. I guess now we can kind of talk about the band's origin story here, now that it's been brought up. What's the situation here?
I'll start it off by talking about how I know Rylan, and I've known Rylan since he was very young. Rylan's father and I are best friends. We grew up, went to high school together, and played music together after high school. And as we were playing music and Rylan was getting older, he was playing with us. And that's how I got to know Rylan. He came up as a really good bass player. His vocals are always on point. Back when we started this band, I was in school, and I had a collection of songs. I purposely didn't play music while I was trying to get this degree, but I couldn't stop playing music and writing. So I had the songs, and I really wanted to do something with them. So I called Rylan and say, hey, man, that we should do something with this, because I was really looking forward to playing some music. And Rylan was down.
So yeah, Adrian had reached out to me, and as he said, you know, we had already kind of known each other for some time, and we had even played in a different project called Twin Rivers with my father and him being the primary songwriters, and I was playing bass with them. That was like a nice little introduction to our musical relationship. And eventually, I started going over to Adrian's place, which was in Santa Fe. We'd get together once a week, work on some music, you know, and he got us to a start. You know, we started working on a few songs. I had already worked on a couple projects myself and, you know, had a couple songs. And we would invite other people over because I was a bass player, Adrian's a guitarist. We had no luck getting anybody over there to jam with us, which was kind of funny. You know, we'd like get a couple biters, but nobody would end up showing up. And so I woke up one morning to a text from Adrian, and I guess Adrian had found Lawrence. And so I guess I'll let Lawrence take the story from there.
Yeah, so I had an ad up on Craigslist, and that's how we all kind of joke, you know, we're like, oh, we found each other on the men seeking men, you know, category of Craigslist.
Chukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip hop and R&B.
Things about like what happened when we first met, especially between Rylan and Lawrence, is it turns out they're from the same Pueblo. And in our communities, there's 19 Pueblos in New Mexico. We're all indigenous communities and we're pretty tight, but it turns out these guys are from the same village, and they didn't know each other personally, but they knew like everybody around them in their circle. So it was kind of crazy, and it was kind of meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be working out fairly well. And I guess we've worked our way to some new music now, getting into the single that kicked off the year 2021, Seeds. I noticed the brass has shifted more into the forefront. Tell us about this new track.
Seeds was kind of in the making, and it's a song that I brought to the table, actually. And the whole idea, I think, behind it was kind of trying to deal with a little bit of mental things and emotional things that are now being brought to the front burners, you know, like having to confront them in the middle of this pandemic, just kind of being by my lonesome a lot of the time. You know, it's like I didn't have to, you know, really be confronting these things as much. And now, you know, you can't really help it when you're having to stay home by yourself all the time. You know what I mean? And so the whole idea of the analogy behind Seeds, what the song is called, the seeds that you're planting, of course, at some point are going to grow into what you want or what you don't want. And the idea of that analogy is to let go of the things that you don't want and to try to grow them into what you do. You know what I mean? To be nurturing the parts of your life that you want. And it was kind of funny that it worked out that way for us to be in a pandemic at the time. and to start recording music in a different sense, because we couldn't all be at the studio together for sure, you know what I mean, with all the social distancing and whatnot.
You said the horns are up front and they have a different role. I think the way we've been kind of forced to because of the pandemic to work with each other is we've been kind of working a lot virtually. Basically, I'm in here in this room, which you can't really see because of my cool backdrop. But this is basically our kind of home studio stuff. And we're doing a lot of tracking here. And I'm a visual artist. So I have a studio that I work out of. So we actually track drums there for a couple of things. And we came up here and then put everything else into the computers and recorded all that stuff. Everybody came in kind of separately because we were kind of been in the middle of a pandemic. And like horn tracks, we sent them off to other people to record at different studios and kind of bounced them back and forth. And it's pretty neat. But, you know, it's kind of just the way people are working right now. And it took us a while to figure that out. But I think it's a really cool way of working.
Chukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip-hop and R&B.
I think one of the interesting things about the song, though, is when we heard it and started kind of working on the recording part, I really kind of, really some of the things that were coming out of it that weren't like classic reggae. It had this kind of indie vibe to it that I kind of wanted to embrace. And
yeah, as more of like a forward momentum.
Right. Yeah, it's really cool. The horn line came actually out of what Carlo, our guitar player, was playing. He had that little da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he was playing that just with just chording on his guitar. And the horns just picked up on it and they kind of built on top of that. And so the mix down, we kind of looked at some of that stuff and said, well, this is working really well. So it has this whole Southwest kind of vibe, kind of reminds me of like Calexico or one of those bands like that. We're very eclectic in the music that we listen to and that we play. I love that freedom in the band to be able to experiment like that when I just stuck to one genre, although that's our primary driving force. It's a definitely different way of working. I mean, it's not like being in the practice room and hashing stuff out. We're kind of having to do it in the box. But yeah, I thought it came out great. And the vibe of it, we were working with another organization called Amp Concerts out here in New Mexico. They're a nonprofit. So during the pandemic, they're trying to figure out what to do. And one of the projects they were doing is these postcards from Santa Fe thing. And so that was the kick in the butt to kind of get us, all right, let's get this done so we can make this video. I really appreciate having that opportunity to start recording and making something happen. So
to counter that single, a little bit of a different vibe going on in the next single we got here, Light. It's a bit more moody and more of a building track that includes a feature credit going to Artson, who adds in a few bars to the mix as well.
Yeah, that's a cool tune. Both of these songs kind of evolved as probably since the beginning of the year. It's something that Ryland and I have been working on. You know, I wrote the lyrics, at least the first part of them. I'm really proud of that song and Seeds. I think our lyrical content is really changing. It's definitely a contrast to a song like Summertime, which is all about just having fun. These are kind of dealing maybe some of the dark spaces in our minds that we kind of explore sometimes, you know.
And current issues, and right? A lot of right. Self-care and evaluating within, which seems to be, you know, happening on Light as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. For this song, I kind of wanted to do more of a production kind of thing, because like our recordings we've done before are pretty much just live. We go in there, at least three of us in the room, and we just record it live and then overdub wherever we needed to do. But working like this has afforded us a different way of working where we can actually take our time and do a little bit more production.
Chukasa Radio, 93.5. All the hits, all the best hip-hop and R&B.
These first two songs will be the first part of the single. We're going to release one more single, which is coming out just awesome. It's a different, whole different vibe than either of these. And it's really coming out nicely. And so we'll hopefully get that out in April or so. And then by fall, we're hoping to release a full album. So that's kind of our plan, our game plan right now. But yeah, it's going to need to be working like this. And I really feel like the songs are super strong. Like some of those songs I was talking about leaving on the practice room floor, we're kind of picking some of those up and dusting them off, polishing them up a bit. Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I would like to highlight particularly Lawrence, our drummer, during this time, and he's been coming up with some really cool stuff with what we've been throwing down songwriting wise lately. The next song that we're going to be releasing, holy man, Lawrence came up with something sick, and Light in particular, it's just great to have a drummer that we can throw things at and he is able to interpret what we're wanting vibe wise for every single song. He's really crucial to the songwriting process for sure for us.
Well, right on. Thanks for the kind words. That's really cool. Light was just one of the, like, I really love Light. This, you know, it's a really great song and everything like that. I think it's kind of one of those hit it out of the park tunes. Same with Seeds, you know, both of these are really great. But you know, just recording the song and having all the elements build up into this, the multitude of things, was pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a pleasure hanging out with Innistate. Looks like we're kind of coming towards the ends of our time together. Big thanks to you guys for hanging out with us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, by all means. Let's see. So again, we're a band called Innistate. That is I-N-N-A State. That's all one word. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes, Apple Music, anywhere you're going to be streaming your music. We're also on Facebook. We're on Instagram. So check us out wherever you're at. And yeah, send us a message or whatnot. Yeah, hit us up. And yeah, we'll make sure to get you guys taken care of.
Yeah, and I guess to kind of wrap things up here, I'll leave you guys to it to have a final message for all of our listeners out there.
Anxiety is real, and it's been hitting me hard, pretty crazy this last year. So if you're out there feeling that same sort of vibe, I'm right there with you. And my love, my appreciation for you as a person goes out to you, and you are not alone. Just talk to somebody, get some help if you need. But yeah, man, I'm there for you if you need help.
I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you all be safe and like just enjoy life at this point, you know, try and do the best you can for yourself.
Take care of your friends and family. Love yourself. Love and respect coming from Innistate. And hi, Mom.